Good afternoon and welcome back into the second hour of the weekly Art and Culture programme. Well, we're staying with art now and we're going to be having a chat about the Moriah Art Centre and their upcoming exhibition. And it's an absolute pleasure to be joined in the studio by Noor Al-Suwaidi, who is the curator of this exhibition, showcasing the work of 10 young Emirati artists and two designers. And the exhibition is called The Present, Contemporary Art from the Emirates. So, Noor, welcome. Welcome to you. Thanks for joining us. Good to see you.
Thank you.
We're also joined by two of the exhibiting artists, Farah Al-Qasimi, who in fact is a recent graduate of Yale University, where she studied fine arts and a concentration in analogue and digital photography. Welcome. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
You.
As well as Ali Aluta, who has just graduated also from the College of Fine Arts and Design in the University of Sharjah. She's currently pursuing her master's degree in art history and museum studies at the Paris Sorbonne University. Ali, welcome to you. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you.
So it's a really interesting story, and I think it's one I think I'll get you to tell, actually, Noor, because we'd met some years ago, hadn't we?
Yes.
And in fact, I think it was, I hadn't actually physically met you, I met you on the phone.
I think it was 2009.
Was it? Gosh,
yes.
Yeah. And we were talking about, and it was a discussion topic that was going around for some time in Dubai and in the UAE about perhaps the lack of curators,
yes.
Or, you know, actually homegrown, let's say, and the ability to study curating in the region as well. Because at that time, you'd gone to the UK, hadn't
yeah,
you, to
I
do
was,
just that.
I was doing my master's then, and there was a show. I think there was an exhibition with some of my artwork here in Dubai, and the show was revolving around that subject. And you had called in for the interview, and the question was, what am I doing there? And I was pursuing my master's in curating at the Kingston University with the Design Museum in London.
Mm. So not fast forward too much, but since then you obviously came back, and the next time after that we saw you, you were curating an exhibition again. That was at the Moriah Art Centre as well,
the same
wasn't it?
Space at Moriah Art Centre, and it was five Emirati artists. The title was Experiment, and we were invited here, all of us, so the studio was packed, full house. And Ali Aluta actually was one of those artists 2 years ago, and she's continued into this show that is opening next Thursday on the 18th, which is 10 Emirati artists, 8 of which are women and 2 men,
mm-hmm.
and mixed medias, everything from video installations, photography, sound installation, there's paintings.
Wow.
It's a very interesting diverse genres that are across mediums and disciplines that will all be presented together in that one space, revolving around this topic, which is the present and the connotations and meanings behind this word, and which each artist has taken on that challenge to express that in their medium of choice.
Mm. Now, tell me a little bit about what's the process as a curator to put this together? I mean, do you come up with the theme first? Do you find the artist first? How did you work it?
Well, I came up with this idea maybe more than a year and a half ago. So I was developing this concept of it isn't a rejection of the past, for se. It's the idea that a lot of artists that I realized were kind of being challenged to represent the heritage and traditions of the Emirates, which is a language that a lot of artists choose to talk about in subjects that they express. But at the same time, they didn't live that lifestyle. So sometimes it would be a conflict to what their life is and what their experiences are, you know, since they were, you know, raised in the 80s till now. And that's the kind of experience that they had that they would express in their art forms. So I thought that it would be nice for them to feel liberated to kind of embrace the now and the present and what is important to them now. And what in landscape do they want to express it? Do they want to express it in the medium of how they want to represent this time that we're going through as currently? And I think it also captures a moment in the history of the country that in the future would be a reference.
Mm-hmm. Which will be the past.
Which will be the past at that point. And also the idea that the show encompasses contemporary art, what is happening right now. You know, and when people come to the show, I think they'll be a little bit surprised. Maybe, I think that it's nice to see artwork that's contemporary artwork that happens to be by Emirati artists, but not necessarily talking about topics that are only cultural or related to heritage. Mm-hmm. That said, there are artists in the show that have taken on those subjects because that's a subject that they do express, and it's not forced upon them,
right,
or it's not dictated.
Mm. So what's the role of the curator then in sort of bringing it all together in general?
Well, I develop a brief, and I also came up with a short list of artists that I wanted to take part in this exhibition. And also I look at the fact that what mediums do they work in, what subject matters do they deal with, and does this topic actually would intrigue them? Would they accept this topic, and would they feel like it's not them trying really hard against what's feeling natural to them to express something? It should be something that I told each one of them, actually, that I want the work to feel like it's your work, that it's something that you would have made this outside of this topic because it's something that you would express, and that is not kind of commissioned in that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that Alia and Farah could explain more about their interaction with me.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, actually. Perhaps, Noor, this is the second time you've actually worked the second time you've worked with Noor. You said it was about 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
Since. And it's interesting that, did you feel a sort of pressure sometimes in your work too, because you are, you know, in some ways representing the UAE, representing your culture, that you need to somehow kind of include that within your work?
Obviously, I've had that pressure before, and people are doing it for different reasons. I mean, for the market, for propaganda, for the journalism, people talk to me about my work representing my identity, which wasn't when I was working with Noor and at Maraya for the experiment. And what I like about working with Noor is that, as she just mentioned, she likes to give the artists their freedom, which is what a curator should do. I mean, and I feel like I wasn't pressured to do something that I wouldn't do for a certain exhibition, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to participate.
Right.
And so I've had questions about my work representing my identity, but I tend to clarify that in the interviews I've had with the journalists and stuff. But especially with this exhibition, because we're talking about contemporary art, contemporary art doesn't have a connotation or about the geography or the subject or the theme. It is a label that's put to describe the art of now, like Noor was saying.
Mm.
And it's very interesting because the exhibition is about the present. And when I was talking to Noor, and as she said, a year and a half ago when I was studying at the Sorbonne, we're sitting one day having dinner, and then she said, I have this idea for an exhibition. I'm thinking about it. It's about the present. And I was so excited because it's about it's my work. And I do that before Noor talked to me about the exhibition. So it's nice to feel like I belong to this theme or to this exhibition.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. It's sort of that you're working. There's something connecting you to the rest of the world as well.
And also with my paintings, they are derived from photographs that I take instantaneously about a certain moment. So these photographs are captured, let's say, in a second or less than a second, and are translated then to painting, which becomes something more personal. And for the paintings that I worked on for this exhibition, they are photographs of the scenes in Dubai, of the urban development in Dubai. And they're taken from the car, which is moving, and it's all in this kind of fast pace that people don't have the time to sit and watch and contemplate and look at the changes that are happening in Dubai. And for me, I mean, I was born in 1989, and even with that, even I've seen things that are dramatically changing. It could sound like a cliche, but I did see camels from my window. You know, like, it's such a cliche, but it is true.
Yeah.
And now, like, there's a highway, there's construction, there's a lot of things happening. And it's all seen from this kind of perspective, my own personal perspective. And I feel like it's very important to document this. And when I do it in painting, on large scale paintings, it allows you to stand and, you know, think about what's happening. Mm. And it's also aesthetically pleasing to look at it and look at this fast development in a nice way and, you know, sit and contemplate, even if it's something that's happening so quickly. But it's beautiful, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's not often that we actually are in the present, if you know what I mean. We're constantly either daydreaming, thinking about the past, or, you know, thinking about what's next in the future. So it's quite rare that you'd actually, although obviously we can't stop time, you know, but to actually just stop for a moment and take stock and look up around you at what's happening is sort of what you've kind of been doing through your work.
Mm.
Look, we must take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about this exhibition, and which is going to be happening over at the Moriah Arts Centre. And it is, as mentioned, is 10 young Emirati artists and 2 designers. It's going to be opening on the 18th of October. And in the studio, we have the curator, Noor Al-Sawedi. We have Farah Al-Kasimi, who's one of the artists. And we've just been speaking with Ali Aluta as well, who is also one of the participating artists. So more to come.